Hello, my name is Ilya Klein. I'm a program manager with the User Experience Platform team, and today I'm really excited to tell you about acrylic. So acrylic is the first fluent material, and it's a great way of showing both information hierarchy and also some personalization in your apps. The easiest way of getting acrylic in your apps is actually to use our new navigation view control. So let me run this project just to show you what I'm talking about. So here you can see the pane, and actually let me show you what this looks like on my wallpaper. So as you can see, there's some wallpaper peeking through what we refer to as background acrylic. What's nice about the navigation view control is that it automatically switches between background acrylic that you're seeing right now and what we call in-app acrylic. So when the view is smaller, what you're seeing is the background inside the app itself shining through the acrylic. So those are the two distinctions. Now, let's take a look at how you can actually add it in code. So first of all, as I mentioned, navigation view is the easiest way of doing so. And that is simply accomplished by placing a navigation view control into your app. However, we also have many more variants of acrylic than is captured in just the one control. So actually, if you were to go to our documentation about acrylic material and look for acrylic theme resources, so this lists all of the appropriate theme resources for acrylic brush that you can use in order to add acrylic to your apps. So let me grab, let's find a 60% one. So these percentages refer to how opaque the acrylic is going to be. And let's use, say, this one. So this is an element acrylic, meaning that this is going to be in-app acrylic that I'm going to add to a rectangle, a couple of rectangles with different acrylic values. I can show you. Let's make height of 100 pixels and let's fill this particular rectangle with a static resource that I just, that I copied from the web page. So this is our in-app acrylic. And if I run the app, you'll now see in the content of the navigation view, there will be another acrylic element that shows, again, this is in-app acrylic, therefore what it's showing you is this lovely green clover kind of shining through the acrylic. Alternatively, I can grab a similar valued window acrylic, and if I add another rectangle with that, we'll also give it a height of 100. Oops. So this one now shows my wallpaper, which, let's see, showing you Visual Studio, which is not very pretty. There we go. So as you can see, there was a little bit of my wallpaper shining through that. And as I move my acrylic around, it picks up different aspects of my wallpaper. So that's the difference between in-app acrylic and background acrylic. Now, the last thing I want to show you is how to create your own acrylic brush. So the easiest thing to do is if we go into our app.xaml and we simply say acrylic brush, And here, there's a number of attributes I can specify. So let's see. First of all, let's give it a tint opacity. And let's make it even more transparent than the 60% I've been showing you. So let's do this at 0.4. Then it can have a tint color. Let's tint it red, why not? And possibly the most important feature is the background source. So the background source determines whether it is backdrop, which is in-app acrylic, or host backdrop, which is background acrylic. So I'm going to choose host backdrop. And then the last thing I'll do is specify the fallback color. So far we have not talked about fallback. Let's see, let's make it aqua, just to be very obvious when the fallback hits. So I've created my acrylic brush. I want to make sure that I've done so for all of my theme dictionaries. And then in high contrast, we actually don't want to show acrylic. Oh, I forgot to give it a name. That's very silly. Acrylic. But actually, in high contrast, we simply want to use a solid color brush, because in high contrast, we don't want to show users the same level of transparency that we do for regular contrast. So we'll still call it my acrylic, even though it is a solid color brush. And its color should really be system control window color, which is how the user specifies their default window color in high contrast. So let's see. Now that I've created my acrylic, I'm going to add one more rectangle. We'll make this one also 100, but we'll actually give it a margin so it just stands out a little more. And this one, we're going to fill with the newly created my acrylic. And let's see what happens. So now there should be a red-tinted acrylic. And indeed, here it is. And the other thing to note, as I mentioned, is the fallback color. So when, let me open another window. So what just happened was that my app window lost focus, which prompted the background acrylic to change over to its fallback color. And as you remember, we had specified aqua as the fallback color, so that's exactly what you're seeing. And so if I put focus back to my window, here's the acrylic again with a red tint to it. And I can show you again. As I move my window around, you can see parts of my wallpaper shining through. And as it loses focus, it switches over to being aqua. All right, that's it for acrylic.